We're here in the Leaders Portfolio Studio with the president and founder of Entiva, Mr. Stephen Fradkin. Entiva is based in McLean, Virginia, ranked 1326 as a 2011 Inc. 5000 company, and provides IT solutions. So welcome, Stephen, to the Leaders Portfolio Studios.
Hi there.
Now, you have been a business owner since you were very young. You started an IT consulting firm in high school.
That's correct. It was actually middle school.
Middle school. Yeah. And were you, like, you know, getting revenues and profitable in middle school?
I actually was. I had started really initially being passionate about being a geek and found myself inside of a CompUSA wearing a red shirt. And someone came over to me mistaking me for an employee there. And I wound up talking to him for quite a while and helping him create a solution. He had asked me to go help him get that set up. And after ensuring he wasn't a child molester, I did so. And it did generate quite a bit of revenue.
Wow. And so that led to you going, I want to do this kind of I want to have an IT firm full time.
Yes.
Isn't it interesting how things in our childhood affect kind of career choices we make nowadays?
It absolutely is. I have always been passionate about IT and, for that matter, solving problems, and I've been doing it since I was very young, focused on pretty much anything that would come my way.
Now, you completed a merger with, when we're talking the president and founder of Entiva, you completed a merger last year with Ability Technologies. So talk about, you know, not a lot of people have been able to go through that, right, the merger process. Talk about some of the decision-making that you, in your leadership role, had to make in that merger process.
Over the last 5 years, there's been a number of different opportunities to join forces with other businesses. Some we pushed aside, others we approached. Some of those were successful, others were not. When we look at what makes a merger successful, it really has to do 100% with culture fit. So specifically with Ability, we found that their leaders and their team matched the Entiva culture perfectly, and we were able to relatively quickly bring them on board and provide them with the benefits of a larger organization.
So if you've had also, and I'm going to hit on this because you've had successful mergers, you've had failed mergers, is there something key about why the mergers that were successful worked and the failures didn't?
It really comes back to culture, and I know that's hard to clearly define, but you know when it'll work and when it won't. Your team, if it's built correctly, will be able to guide that decision.
And your business, Entiva, was named Washingtonian's Magazine's 50 Great Places to Work 2008 through 2011. So you've been kind of consistent in that. What leadership decisions have you made to create a good workplace?
We really focus on three primary things that were borrowed from Dan Pink, and it's been autonomy, mastery, and purpose. So everything that we do in every stage of Entiva, no matter what the position, surrounds that. So we build our people and are passionate about seeing them grow and give them the ability to do what they need to do.
And your company has primarily grown through referrals?
Yeah, it has only grown through referrals. So we've gone out there and we've done a phenomenal job, and we believe that doing and providing that wow service to clients will grow our business for us. Even the mergers came about that way, and we found ourselves in different areas of the country where we needed local support to provide for clients that have grown into those areas or to clients that referred us to new clients in those areas, and we ultimately found some great fits.
Now, one of the problems businesses with high client retention have, which is yours, is that they often have to work at getting rid of problematic clients more than you have to work at getting clients. So what's your theory? I know you've had to do this over time. What's your theory about how to approach, right? Because some problematic clients end up costing you revenues, right? Because you're spending all your time on this, they always say, like, what, the 5%, right? So how do you handle that? Do you have, like, kind of a formula for how to quickly get rid of them?
Unfortunately, there's no formula on how to quickly get rid of them.
Otherwise, you teach us here.
there is a bit of a process that we go through annually on how to determine who they are. And we basically classify all of our clients in the form of A, B, C, and D clients. We actually do the same thing with our team. And basically the concept is anyone that is a D player or a D client is detracting from our company as a whole. We don't necessarily just tie this to revenue. Fortunately or unfortunately, there are some clients that we have that we continue to keep that are not profitable, but are good for our culture and our beliefs.
There's this other trend going on, and I'm kind of jumping topics here, but we're talking with Intiva, the president and founder of Intiva, Mr. Stephen Fradkin, and this trend of cloud computing, right, which everybody's jumping on board. Do you have kind of predictions for that in the business world, since a lot of business and federal community listeners are listening, in terms of, like, you know, adaptation rates? And then also, is there some new trend that, you know, myself as a non-techie hasn't seen, but you already know, oh, well, you know, that's passe, I'm already on to X?
Sure. Cloud computing as a concept has actually been around for many years, and it's simply taking what you have and putting it somewhere else and then accessing it from wherever you are. That can be done on your own hardware, that can be done on shared infrastructure, or hardware that does not belong to you that you rent. The neat thing about that is, in an economy where variable expenses are much better than fixed overhead, we as a cloud provider are able to provide opportunity for businesses to scale up and down on a real-time basis. So my prediction for the cloud is that it will continue to grow dramatically as bandwidth becomes more readily available to people across the world.
And is there something else that we don't know about but you know about that's going to be happening?
There's really nothing that scary. The concept of basically as a business owner or as a business or as a nonprofit organization focusing on your core and what you're doing and then outsourcing what you're not good at, whether that be IT, your servers, your HR, that's just a trend that makes too much sense to lose.
We are speaking with the president and founder of Intiva, Mr. Stephen Fradkin. Now, you have a bachelor's in accounting and finance from the University of Maryland. And tell us about your overall leadership philosophy.
I believe strongly in creating a culture and a company that cares deeply about one another and about the clients that we serve. Every individual that works at Intiva and that has grown with us over the years shares a passion in solving problems with technology. We've created an environment where people are open and communicative with one another, and they're able to get questions asked quickly. They're encouraged to be the sharpest tool in the shed. They're frowned upon by their peers almost if they're not keeping up with things. So we have created an environment that self kind of maintains. And as we've continued to grow in the number of people, we've obviously hit many bumps in the road that pull that away. But we've developed leaders within our company that will continue to carry that forward.
I got a Forbes business quote for you. This is from Faust. Here we go. Profit is the product of labor plus capital multiplied by management. You can hire the first two. The last must be inspired. Thoughts?
It's an interesting quote. I am assuming the last one is management, and I think management is very different than leadership. And I think we can have people within our organization that are deemed managers that are not good leaders, and we can have leaders in our organization that are not managers. So I personally would think about changing that and making it leadership.
Excellent. Well, Stephen, I want to thank you for being with us here on Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you.
And it's Mr. Stephen Fradkin, president and founder of Intiva. And, of course, you can find this audio cast at leadersportfolio.com, at leadersportfolio.com, which, by the way, is where you also can find our awards information. If you are a leader or a leadership business, we encourage you. It's very simple to apply for the awards application and to apply, fill out a few questions about leadership and see if you qualify. Maybe you have a client, or maybe you have a boss, or maybe you are a boss and want to apply. You can apply directly without being nominated at leadersportfolio.com. I want to thank the supporters of leadership: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. If you want your business to be associated with leadership, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.